Tell me, is it facts or maybe it's cat? We never gon' stop.
We never gon' stop. We never gon' stop. Facts and cat. 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 Facts and cat.
Yeah, man, it's them pregnancy pack boys in the building.
Yep.
Episode 28.
Hold on, there. Get a ear. Switch
my shit.
It's the pregnancy pack boys, man.
Huh?
Yeah. We the pregnancy pack boys, man.
You jumped in? You on the bandwagon? You got an announcement to make?
What you talking about?
Oh, I said this nigga out. He don't even get it, man.
I didn't get it.
Yeah, man, shout out to my boy, man.
Congrats.
Yeah, congrats. We having boys out here.
Pull out gang.
Pregnancy pack gang. You know what's going on.
My bad.
You know what I mean? Kid number two.
I lost my bag of sauce.
Shout out to all the other niggas that's having boys.
Yes.
Y'all know who y'all are.
Boy dads. And shout out to the niggas with sons and sons only. You know what I'm saying? This ain't time for the daughters. Callie, don't call me on this episode today.
Yo, episode motherfucking 28.
Man. Congrats, man.
That's how we starting it off, man.
That's how we starting off the year, man. But let's talk about, you know, we ain't gonna even hold up. I ain't even gonna ask how y'all niggas doing. None of that shit. The MAGA.
Real attack, baby.
Yes, shit has went left today.
Shit is getting real.
Shit done got real. See, me, I've been asleep all day, and I've been at work, so I'm going to let Kazadi do the honors of telling what's going
this
on.
This shit, like, I don't know. It's like, I don't know how you watch this shit and see how people responded to it, what's going on. Basically, Trump asked for a rally today. If you don't know, January 6th is the day they ratify the Electoral College. The Congress meets up, they vote. And they don't vote, but they just pretty much pass the counts from the Electoral College. It's supposed to be simple. But since Trump knows that it's going to be really the end for him, he inspired a goddamn rally. And he keeps saying, this is a fraudulent election. So if you are a Trump supporter and he's saying this shit fake, what do you think going to happen? They stormed the motherfucking Capitol Hill. Them niggas out there climbing walls like Monkey Man.
Honestly.
Breaking windows. And I seen video where police just let them walk in.
I'm just ready for motherfuckers to get shot.
And it's
I walked in that motherfucker with my gang. We getting shot.
Nigga, I touch a step, I'm getting shot.
Oh, God.
Bro, like, when niggas was protesting over police brutality and they was breaking into Walmart, you see the media, not all the media, you see the media talking about, so these are thugs. This is act terrorism. This is rioters, is, you know, where is that energy at now?
My question is,
this is a fucking government office. These are the, like, you don't get more America than this, as far as officials, elected officials. These are elected officials. These are representations of government in their hiding.
How short notice was this Trump rally?
I don't remember when he started talking about it, but it was on Twitter. I know he was planning on it yesterday.
But I'm saying, like, did nobody else think, oh, we should have National Guard here, some shit.
He didn't want to send down National Guard.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. He ain't the only one that can call the National Guard. That's what I'm saying, like.
But I think that goes to my point. If it was a Black Lives Matter rally, if it was a goddamn Muslim, Taliban, whatever, don't you think it would have been better secure? White people,
yeah,
this is what I'm getting to. When white people do shit, this is what white privilege is, and to the extent is what white power is.
Facts.
It's a difference. Like, they can storm the Capitol, and it just be like, well, man, we don't want to just shoot white people to death.
They ain't that motherfucking taking pictures.
They ain't
shit.
No taking pictures. They busting into Nancy Pelosi's office, bro. Like, yeah. That's the speaker. Like,
they had speaker of the House, to build.
Majority leader of the House. Like, you know how powerful that, like, that position is supposed to be?
Facts.
Imagine that shit. Like, this ain't breaking to target.
Like, this shit, he should be impeached. Trump should be impeached, and he should have some charges brought upon him. Like, inciting a riot, something.
He's inciting this shit. That's the problem.
He's inciting a riot. He should be held accountable for even the white lady who got shot in the neck and got killed.
Bro, y'all remember?
One person been shot.
Y'all remember when, what he said when, I think it was Kenosha, or it was somewhere, you said when the looters,
Cowboys.
No, he was like, when the looters, the rioting start, the shooters.
Mm-hmm.
When the riders start to loot
and we start to shoot.
Yeah, something like that. Where's that energy at now?
Yeah.
You know what he said? These are patriots. Yeah. These are people. He had a statement today on Twitter.
He said no. He said no. Let me give you. Hold on. I got the link. This was his statement in regard to this whole fucking Olympus has fallen bullshit he got going on.
I know you heard. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election, and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election. But we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you. You're very special. You've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated that are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel. But go home and go home in peace.
It's very special people. This we love
same,
you.
It's the same thing you said. Proud boys stand back. Proud boys stand back.
That fucking orange peel ass.
Did y'all hear Biden came out first? Yeah. Before he told Trump to come out and say something.
Yeah. How
the president elect is telling the president what to do, and then not even 10 minutes later, I see his orange ass.
The statement was when the looting starts, the shooting starts. So
yeah,
oh, bitch. Yeah, Cheeto head.
I'm back. You know what I'm saying? Like my boy Chris Cameron said. Just don't bring this shit to Atlanta, because we having sticks, and we will shoot your ass.
Speaking of Atlanta, shouts out. Niggas hold to the lead finally, goddamn. We turn Atlanta blue. Shouts out to goddamn the Cab. Shouts out to all the black cities, man.
Basically, Walmart. The whole metro Atlanta, you know what I'm saying?
And the South, and fucking South, Savannah, Columbus.
They doing their thing.
The rural country niggas did their thing.
The major cities. The major cities of Georgia, you know what I'm saying?
Not them shout sticks and them hicks.
Yeah, you know, fuck that. You know, shout out to John Ossoff. What's how you say it? I always say that shit wrong.
John Ossoff. Jewish boy. He's the youngest senator ever. Mm-hmm. And the first black senator elected in Georgia history.
Mr. Warnock.
That Reverend. Reverend Warnock, man. Shout out
to Georgia,
man. I was kind of nervous watching them polls at first.
And you know, we always come through fourth quarter, like Jordan.
Whoever vote first, they count the votes last. So I already knew we were good. A lot of black people sent that shit in.
I feel like this shit really didn't change that whole narrative that like black people don't vote, blah, blah, blah. I ain't never really fucked with that narrative. I felt like we do vote, but I also feel like why are we the ones that's always held into such the standard of not voting when everybody else, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's other people who don't vote. I'm sure it's a lot of white people who don't vote. People make it seem like, shit, half of the men is locked up, you know what I'm saying? Like, they make it seem like we don't vote. I ain't never really fucked with that narrative, but I'm just glad that everybody, I think that this has been a rough year.
Ain't this one of the first year that felons can vote?
No, felons can always vote as long as you're not on probation. Or you don't own a fine. That's the misconception.
Okay.
That's
but they the just started this year making it extra clear that.
Yeah, I remember, for example, the first time I ever heard it, I only knew that because I remember when Obama was running, and you remember he had the first year he was trying to get in. The campaign was real strong with all the rappers and stuff like that. And I remember T.I. had the show Road to Redemption?
Mm-hmm.
And they showed a scene where he voted because he didn't know. You know, you can register up until like the day before in Georgia or some shit like that. And he registered last minute because he wasn't on probation no more. He didn't owe nothing. Like, he was good. Yeah. So, like, as long as you, like my boy Nip says, if you a felon, you could probably still vote.
Shout out to Georgia, man. Shout out to Stacey Abrams.
Yes.
Some of them grassroots efforts for the past 10 years.
Matter of fact, shout out to Stacey Abrams because she a real ass nigga because she could have just laid down after. We know some fraud shit probably happened. She took that L.
Watch.
And she made it possible for the next people.
Come on.
So I felt like that shit was real. I was thinking about that shit today. Like,
she gonna be right back. She gonna be right back. What's that, next year or the year after next?
Oh, I expect her. I expect her.
2 years from.
Yeah, and I expect her probably 8 years, you know what I'm saying, to be up in that White House, you know what I'm saying? So
one thing I didn't know is the person that Warnoff was going against, the Kelly Loeffler bitch. She was the she was the fucking, she owned Atlanta Dream.
Well, I just seen LeBron talking about trying to own that Atlanta Dream.
And I didn't know. This is my fault. We should pay attention more to WNBA.
She only been there for 10 months.
They was protesting her. Like, they was...
Oh, the Dream was.
Yeah, they was actively voting for Warnoff. Like, the fuck is my owner? We still voting for her. And it's like, imagine if she was just... Because she was talking about some Black Lives Matter, some terrorist organization shit. And they were like, oh, we think we finna endorse you? Yeah.
Shout out to women, man.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to women. Shout out to Black women. It's just like they always ahead of the curve, man. That shit just, you know, they keep.
So they white let me people, know. In conclusion, y'all see this bullshit. I don't want to hear about, oh my God, this is all lives matter, police lives matter. Clearly it don't. Because when niggas do this shit, it's we terrorists. When y'all do this shit, y'all patriots. Fuck you.
Yeah,
respect.
Fucking white ass. It's a new year. What's this? Is this the first episode of the new year?
Yeah. First episode of new year, man.
Y'all got any resolutions? What y'all plan on doing this year? What goals do y'all have set this year?
Shit. Hustle and motivate.
Okay, now.
You know what I'm saying? This year all about trying to stack it. You know, got this kid on the way, man. Just got to get it and get this shit going to the next level, man.
Yeah, my goal is to double everything we did last year when it comes to this podcast.
Yeah, at least for the podcast, we trying to get the views up. So yeah, I rock with that. I rock with him. You know, obviously more fatherhood, more life. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get a 6-pack this year, y'all. Y'all pray for me. I'm trying to get a 6-pack.
Like a 6-pack of beer?
Yeah. I'm trying to be solid, nigga.
Yeah. I say I got a 6-pack downstairs.
I'm trying to get a 6-pack.
Health is wealth, my niggas.
Yeah, man. Fire is modern shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't see them getting swollen on the episode. But that leads into what I was going to ask. What hip hop, like, what artists are you looking forward to drop this year? Like, who is y'all most
certified lover boy?
That's your most anticipated album this year? You might get that this month.
Easily.
Jack out here tearing his ACL like he motherfucking...
Actually, nah. Kendrick, man. I've been waiting on him too long.
Is he gonna drop?
Drake, I feel like he drops every year. So, I'm anticipating it. But if you ask who's the most, it's Kendrick, man. It's been enough time.
It's been about 3-4 years. I got Kendrick and I got the Migos. I'm anxious to see what they gonna do.
Culture 3?
Yeah, I need to see what they gonna do. I'm anxious to see Cardi B, too. Cause she been holding on too, you know what I'm saying? I feel like a lot of them probably got their music ready, just they trying to, you know, see when this pandemic, like, performing and shit. But I think it's gonna get to a point where you just gotta say fuck it, man, and drop it. Them shows gonna be there when it's time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't like y'all ain't gonna make M's off of just the album alone. So I'm anxious to see that. I think Kendrick is going Kendrick. Like, he's going to give us what we need. Really, I'm looking for the whole TDE, because everybody been quiet. Like, Schoolboy, I forgot Schoolboy Q even fucking existed until I seen him tweeting today.
Absolutely.
Yeah, where's niggas been? SZA, she dropped a couple tracks last year.
She probably going to be the first one to drop this year.
Yeah, you bullshit, I am. I need Controls, classics. So.
Yeah, I need that. I need all that.
Shit, I'm waiting on. I'm gonna see what J. Cole gonna come out with. Mm-hmm. And Amigos.
See, J. Cole got a little bit of time. He probably got from me until like the end of the year, because he's been consistent the last few years, dropping music every year. He drops. So he got a little time.
Revenge of the Dreamer shit.
Yeah, he got a little time for me, but I definitely need to see Kendrick. Where you at, buddy?
Any newer artists y'all looking for?
I suspect that Roddy Ricch is going to drop again this year. I would like to see the follow-up. He dropped out some heat. I want to see, can he keep that momentum? I fuck with Roddy Ricch.
Roddy Ricch. Any older artists? Niggas like Ross.
Ross, I was listening to Ross.
Did Ross put out... It was this year he put that out? Was it last year?
Yeah, it was last year.
All right.
Ross can keep quiet if he want to.
No, I'm talking not just
yeah. I'm trying to think. I'm trying
niggas
to think.
In that class.
In that class.
Travis Scott maybe a follow up to Astroworld.
Yeah. Travis Scott. Hey, I don't think Travis Scott dropping the album unless he can perform in there, bitch.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, really.
Whoever you heard a lot, you like, man, I need to hear some music from you. Game.
Game always putting out something.
You shout out to 2 Chainz, man. I seen he was on North the other day at Birdmark.
Yeah, I seen he was hooping. All those things.
Yeah, he was hooping with the old head and shit.
Shit, man. I mean, really, everybody that said they coming out, besides Drake and, besides Cole and Kendrick, everybody else, man, I can't think of nobody old.
Chainz,
I mean, a Ross album is always good.
Big Sean dropped last year already.
Wale dropped recently.
Wale
dropped the album?
Yeah, he dropped the.
It was actually
2 years? That was 2 years now, but.
That's what I'm saying. No. I'm just about to. Because when you say Wale, I'm about to say, I like to hear Wale too. No, you want to know who I need to see? Who I want to see, like, because they always in some shit, and I feel like they putting themselves on the clock. Meek Mill.
Meek
Mill. I want to hear Meek Mill. Meek Mill, what you got coming? And I seen, I just happened to be watching Academics on Twitch the other day, and he said that, he said that him and Drake, Meek Mill and Drake, was shooting a video in the Bahamas right now. Mm-hmm. So, like, it sounded like he had that stimulus package.
You think,
I let him drop that's crazy wild.
Yeah.
It was hard.
Yeah, that was like, a year and a half ago. Okay, yeah. Wale, you almost due for some music by the end of the year, I say.
I'm trying to think of an up north rapper. I want to hear another album from Jimmy this year, man.
Jim Jones?
Yeah. He put out some solid shit last year.
That was last year, right?
Yeah. He put out some solid shit last year.
That was real New York-ish, you know. I like that one.
Y'all, I know they was talking about Fetty Wap. He trying to make a comeback. He said, oh, whatever.
1738.
He ready now, y'all. Anticipate him.
They fucked up Fetty Wap's career. His label did. 300 did. They dropped all his heat at one time.
Y'all think he can make a comeback?
He gonna have to come with the right song.
Let's be realistic. Do I think he can be what he used to be? No.
Mm.
Do I think that he could, like, for example, be like I don't even think he can be that level, but like maybe like Chief Keef. Like Chief Keef.
Yeah, it's just,
he has a you know what Chief yeah,
kept
he's
himself relevant.
Yeah, Chief Keef is gonna always be able to maintain a little money because of just who he is.
The cult fan base.
Like Chief Keef, I can see Chief Keef 10 years from now still making the steady $500K a year, you know, take enough to take care of his kids. You know, he laid back, he don't get in trouble no more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I can see Fetty Wap, I think that's what Fetty Wap need to shoot for. You know what I'm saying? It sounds like Fetty Wap just seemed like, man, I think Fetty Wap, he was making so much money so fast at the time. And because he literally went from, like, the trenches to, like, I'm rich as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think that really fucked up. And then the label, like, they put out all his heat. They unloaded the clip when they could have spread it.
1738.
Yeah, they could have spread that shit out.
I'm waiting on that Bobby Smurda next year, too.
Bobby Smurda. That's what I was thinking about when I wrote that fucking question. They said he getting out in February, allegedly, or he's eligible. You know what that means. He got to go back to the parole board. You know, kiss a little ass. So,
man.
I hope so. If he,
him and Roddy put some shit out. Well,
yeah. Do you think Roddy should just drop music now, or do you think he should wait till February?
Put that shit out now.
Put it out now. Take that momentum. You gotta put it out now.
I still think he should take his time.
Nah, not rush it.
Find. You know, you gonna do a first day out or whatever it may look. Obviously, first day out ain't gonna work.
Just picture them niggas on a drill beat.
Yeah, that Brooklyn drill.
They
he
got,
probably got to catch up. But you know what? He probably got down. Well, you've been in jail. Been behind the wall 6 years. He probably still got to catch up with the sound. I don't know.
Nigga, they hear this shit before we do sometimes.
They do,
sample I heard the day after he got out was sounding hard, though.
Yeah. He probably trying to put something together. Like, he probably might just drop a tape. Yeah, or an EP or something. Like. But that would be cool if he's still working on it and Bobby get out and he be like, yo, and then go straight to the studio. I got you. You know what I'm saying? Like, hop on something. Yeah. So shout out to that situation, man. I hope everything work out. But you know, in sadder news though, actually it was sad for about 12 hours, and then, you know, it seemed like everything was pretty good. Dr. Dre, man, he had a brain aneurysm. And for those who don't know what a brain aneurysm is, a brain aneurysm is a weak spot in a wall of blood vessel inside of your brain. Basically, it says, think of a weak spot in a balloon and how it's stretched out and thin. That's what a brain aneurysm is like.
Shit ain't no joke.
Yeah.
So that's like a one and a half chance you die instantly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why when I heard that shit last night.
They said he was in the ICU.
And then it's like, even if you survive, you're supposed to have like permanent damage. So for him to seem relatively okay, that's a blessing, man.
Yeah, he said that he was straight. He put it out there. He said he actually going to be home pretty soon. Like, we can't be little. Listen, 2020 was hard enough, bro. We ain't trying to start off 2021 like that, bro. Yeah, yeah. I can't deal with that. Dr. Dre, for me, in my opinion, in my book, Dr. Dre is the best producer of all time.
All time.
That's pretty easily.
Yeah, he's got generations. He's
an influential person.
Yeah, he got somebody for damn near any generation, so... That's something that we can't, you know, just protect yourself, man. I'm glad that, you know, obviously he's up on his health. So.
Yeah, it was scary, man. And I think that also might have, like, quietly mended the beef was going on with the Eminem and Snoop, too.
Yeah, that beef is, like, just weird. I seen, like, I was listening to some different podcasts and stuff, and they was giving
Some background
that they heard about.
Washington was mad.
Yeah, Washington was mad. They're saying he cleared some shit for him.
It's always some shit like that.
Didn't do it, you know. So, the rap game is petty like that. So, I understand. But, you know, anytime it's beef in a camp, though, you know that shit probably going to get cleared up. So, moving right along. So have you been keeping up with this Rory from Joe Budden podcast and academics beef? It's been going on for a while.
Not Rory, nigga. Rory.
And Molly. And Millie Maul. Hey, yeah, I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Head top.
This nigga academics, you put some Henny in that nigga, you put him on Twitch, right? It's gonna be a movie. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if he can back up a lot of the shit he be saying or the tone and the way that he talk. But I like that shit. You know what I'm saying? Get me through work.
It's entertaining.
The Facts and Cap podcast get me through work. And then the Twitch academics get me through work. All I know. So, the backstory basically is... Academics always... Okay, so basically, whenever academics says something, he makes it to the news of the Joe Budden podcast. Rory and Maul, for the most part...
Oh, so...
They feel like he's a corny nigga. You know what I'm saying? Let's just keep it a buck. They feel like he's corny. They don't like him. They've given academics subtle jabs. And I think academics is getting a little tired of it. So in academics, he don't really back down, especially when it comes to... He pick and chooses battles. He know what he's doing, as you should. And I guess he feel like he a boss. Those niggas are bums, you know.
Well, he talented. Them niggas don't add no talent to the shit.
Yeah, he said they critique it. That's where it really started. They critique the shit that he does, and he feels like they're just Joe Budden's flunkies. Basically. So, you know, that always engages in back talk. And allegedly, Rory pulled up to academics' crib and left a note. Basically letting him know, kind of like, I know where you stay, you can be touched type shit. And allegedly he even tweeted out his zip code or like a little bit of his address or some shit.
That's where he turned left.
So, speaking of that, right there, hold on real quick, let's backtrack. I don't know if y'all brought it up. I had to go pee. Y'all heard about the niggas trying to run up in Dr. Dre's house?
Yeah, I did.
Who tried to run
up in the house? When they found out he was in the hospital, they tried to break into his house.
Yeah, I hear about that.
They got shot, hopefully.
Nah, 12 got there before they could get out. I was like, that's fucked up to get a nigga while he in the hospital.
Or, I mean, fucked up.
My bad, y'all. Go ahead, back to this.
So, basically, he showed up to his doorstep, left a sticky note.
Was JBP at the bottom?
So I guess academics, he felt violated. You know what I'm saying? Like, he felt violated. He been going at Roy, but I guess the other day he was off that Henny, and he eventually started exposing some little things about Roy. That, you know, Roy's engaged. He got, everybody knows that he got engaged at a Roc Nation brunch. And basically he put it out there that basically, you know, your side bitch fell in my lap, and I got some information on you. I know that you, you know, your life is in shambles, and if you've been watching the podcast, Roy has been a little
stressed out.
You've been a little stressed out lately, you know, understandably. I don't know, all this is alleged, so we don't know what's true. So people were saying, damn, Academics, you took it too far. That was a little too far, like, you know what I'm saying? My question to y'all, is that too far?
No.
Or did Rory open up that door when he put,
if that's what he really did, hey. Ain't no more rules now.
All friend loving podcast.
Now you threatening my home, man. You giving out my addy? Nah.
Yeah. Then he said, Rory tried to say it's not me, it's my girls.
Yeah, he said, like, you a bitch. You try to blame it on your girl. Your girl's Guyanese. She said she want them Guyanese killers at your door. I had to calm her down. And
love it. That nigga was going hard at the nigga Rory.
When he called that nigga albino. Listen.
I feel like it's gonna be, if Rory don't say shit, like, in nothing,
he ain't.
It might be some truth to that.
He said, basically, chat, if this nigga, he said, I'm gonna tweet him. If this nigga even says a period, a punctuation mark, anything he says, I'm gonna go tomorrow and I'm exposing the fuck out this nigga. Good Rory thing. Ass has been quiet.
Looking up,
he's been quiet, man. Listen, Rory, you smart, bro. Don't put yourself in no position.
It's like Academics is like a black TMZ. Like, yeah, you know, there's gonna be people like that might randomly run into Rory or see Rory out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh shit, take a picture. Who am I give it to? Academics.
Yeah,
you never know who's feeding him information. So,
man, these hoes ain't shit.
My question to y'all is, like,
these hoes ain't shit.
if let's say it's somewhat true, right? And you Rory's fiance, and you know this is this nigga op, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you let him dictate Rory, like, make him miserable, make him not say shit, like, at the expense of that?
Let me tell you what the whole issue is. Like,
hold it down publicly. I don't give a fuck. Say what you want. Expose what you want. Nah. And then privately.
See, they handled this at home. See, he already done got caught up about this.
It sounded like the way I so now, said he already been being found out or.
So she know everything. You just don't want this shit to go public. Because now you embarrassed at her. It was already bad enough you found out this shit
from I was more speaking on her
end. I get what you're saying.
Because it's like, if you still got love for him, y'all gonna work it out. Nah. He's kind of going out like.
Nah, I'll say don't do that, because you see what happened when you defend him online. You end up looking like Jada.
Don't let the side bitch be like, what?
Yeah, that shit could have already. You opening up doors for the side bitches to talk. I just don't think that's the smartest thing. Lay low, keep it moving. Maybe you might send Academics some shit. Maybe you talk to that nigga. Like, you know. Like, look, I don't want no smoke. It is what it is. But I wouldn't get online. First of all, that's how you get in trouble trying to live your life or on online perspectives, narratives. You know what I'm saying? And we all be guilty of that. You know, sometimes, but I wouldn't do that in that situation. Nah, it just don't sound smart. Because they're just going to clown you, regardless.
Lose.
So they're just going to call you stupid. They're going, you know what I mean?
Stay low key.
Yeah, keep that to yourself. Yeah.
Take the L.
So, yeah, recently, Tory Lanez put up some artwork.
Drop them umbrellas.
Called umbrellas. It's called what?
I don't know.
It's called Umbrellas or some shit like that. And then had the baby. And they had like a matching outfit on. And it looked like it was like slick, like some Halloween shit. Like maybe it's supposed to come out on Halloween or some shit. I don't know. But he was saying, like, basically teasing his fans, like, you know, drop an umbrella if you want this to drop. Video and song dropping this year or some shit like that. So, being that the baby and Meg, they kind of have a strong relationship, at least, you know, work-wise. to me, I always felt like they should drop a mixtape together because they just seem like they just got good vibrations when it comes to their music together. She cleared it up. Megan cleared it up. She said basically like, that's old, and the baby didn't clear it. So this nigga Cap, crybaby video coming soon with her and the baby. I got a question about that. Does Meg need to do that? Did she need to do that? Like, was that necessary, or?
At this point, she just
needed. Or was it? Is it just like, what, like, how would y'all?
If she feel like he was doing that at her expense, if she feel like he was doing that at her expense, knowing that maybe her the baby come out saying, "Hey, look, I ain't blackballed. Your partner is doing it. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's not. Maybe he was just jamming, trying to drop some music." But if she felt that way, I'm assuming that's just her response to it. Mm-hmm. So it's like, that's just her saying, "Oh, you trying to play me?" Like, you think that's her response. But yeah, if, let's try the hypothetical reason, let's say it's not. Let's say he's just generally trying to get some money, trying mm-hmm. to put it out a project, and she's just doing that. It's just a little bit like, at what point, like, are you going to move on?
Not that she's playing. But we can't really tell her how to move. That's what's hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel you on that situation, too. I felt like, but I also feel the first thing you said, like, I feel like it's either two ways. Like, Tory, he's internet savvy. So, like, even when she first started that, the dance that's, like, now become, like, the little crybaby challenge and shit. Remember he tweeted, like, all that ass and you can't take no dick. Yeah, and, yeah, like he knows what he's doing.
Everything is strategic.
Yeah, everything has been strategic. So I understand why she felt the need to say something. I also feel why she felt the need to say something as far as probably the fans are in her DMs like, cancel the baby, that nigga ain't shit, la 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 la. She's probably defending them like, nah, that's not quite how it happened. And you can tell, I can tell that it's old though, because I was looking at the baby Instagram today, and he kind of got like, me and him kind of got like a same haircut. Like, he grew his hair out, and in that picture, he got the low cut. So you can tell it's a little old, like, and then, you know what I mean? But at the same time, it's like, I would say that if I was like her PR or somebody, I'd be like, look, man, you ain't got to keep responding to everything that this nigga do. You know what I'm saying? Like, we already know what type of time he on. Let's just wait till they handle him in court. You know, that's what I ain't gonna say a PR team, because a PR team, that's their job, is to be PR. So if I'm close to her, I'll be like, look, man, like, I feel like it's exhausting the fan bases at this point. Like,
everything. I'm tired of him.
Yeah, it's exhausting the fan bases. Like,
I feel like this shit is in court, man. I get that. The situation, it was what it was. But just let it play out in court. Like, just stop speaking on it. Like, both of them keep taking shots, and I ain't talking about just her. Both of them just need to shut the fuck up, for real, at this point.
The only difference, I would say, is she was trying to defend the baby.
But I feel like the baby is the type of man, if something was bothering him, he would have came out and said that.
At this point, don't always respond.
No, that's what I'm saying. If it was really that deep to him.
But maybe she just feel like that's her partner. Like, you know, she know he ain't gonna say nothing. Like, it's kind of like me. Like, if I know y'all niggas is reserved and quiet, y'all ain't gonna say nothing.
I'm gonna take that. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna step up and I'm gonna say some shit. Like, I know this nigga not gonna speak. I'm gonna say some shit. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. That's why I'm saying it's a tricky situation. I just think that at this point it should be like, let's just kill it. Like, let's just dead it now. Like, let's let the courts handle it. It's gonna take a while because it's a pandemic. So it's not even going to be handled probably even this next year, this year coming up. I mean, it'll probably be maybe the end of the year, next year. I don't know. So.
I don't know. The saga continues.
Yeah. Von Miller, welcome to the show. First time discussing you, buddy. Is this his ex-girlfriend, ex-wife, his wife?
I think it was the ex-girlfriend.
No, I think it's his wife. He's married to
his married to her?
Yeah. Jesus. She bad, too. I seen her. I'm like, ooh.
Not bad enough.
So, allegedly, I'm not sure what happened or how this came up.
Like a savage.
But she started posting up screenshots, and because allegedly she was pregnant. And she told him, she just put out a screenshot, basically she was pregnant, and his vibe was basically on some shit like he didn't want the baby, right? So all I see is that she put up a screenshot, and he's like, I'm so disappointed in myself, I'm so disappointed. She said, me too. He was like, this is the biggest mistake of my life. And she was like, please, I don't want to block you. Like, basically for him being insensitive, you know, about her being pregnant. And he said, I'm honestly praying for a miscarriage.
Damn.
So then she put, let me see what else she put.
That's some fucked up shit.
Yeah. She's just telling him why he lame as hell. And he's telling her he wants her to disappear and get an abortion. You're so fucking whack for this.
Was this the side chick and that messed up his marriage or something?
I don't know, bro. It says you trying to keep a nigga baby. You lame as hell. So she was just saying, like, I'm beyond disappointed in you. You've been trying to get me pregnant for years. Cut it out. Now it's I don't want to be with you. Whatever.
So you lame.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how wild is that?
That's a wild shit.
That might be one of the wildest shits I've ever heard.
I never heard.
He didn't even say like I'm
lame for getting pregnant. You lame as hell getting pregnant.
That nigga said you really want to be pregnant for a miscarriage? Me? Like you praying for her to like go through that? A miscarriage?
That's a wild shit.
That's crazy, bro. I'm praying for a miscarriage. Not even like an abortion. Like I want an abortion. Like a miscarriage. I wouldn't want nobody. I wouldn't
natural causes.
Like, yeah.
But as a woman, if all that happens, like.
My thing is,
do you even want to go through it at that point?
Yeah, my thing is like you should be.
You should.
You do. Man, look,
you do.
But I'm just saying, like, man, outside of the money, bro. Like
you know what it is, but at the same time, bro, like you gotta live, like even knowing you know that this nigga come to pick up his son, you know he really like this is what he thought about you.
Nah, that's
is he going? Hey,
so I mean, if he wants to, you would have to. You have to split that.
Like Canaan, that nigga.
I don't know. Like, she bring them text messages up. He might not
take that shit to court, and they'll still give him.
Depends on the state.
He not violent. He ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like, they'll give him a chance.
Shout out to Cam Newton.
I just thought that shit's crazy.
That's wild.
Boy, that shit sounded crazy.
Sounds like a set of wild shit you heard this week.
That's not a black man. Black man don't want to say that, man. He
like, say you lame as hell for getting pregnant.
Sound like a nigga that said that shit.
I'm sorry. Saying that shit.
That wasn't a black man. That was a nigga that did this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
I wish I would say some shit like that.
Yeah, I ain't got no kind of balls.
She ain't got no fire. Cause she would have shot that nigga.
Kim Ye. Allegedly, the divorce is done. Okay. Low key. Kim Ye, Kim Kardashian, Kanye West. I seen yesterday said that the divorce is happening, they're keeping it low, you know. He's in Wyoming. She's in Calabasas. Next door to Drake. you know, if you creep down the block, take it right.
All right.
You know what I mean?
It's on site.
So, I don't even know what to ask about that, man.
Kiki. You
know, I think we kind of seen this coming.
Do you love me?
I think we kind of seen this coming for the last couple years. You know, I think that it's a lot to deal with, man. It seems like when you got that many kids and you got somebody who kind of like mentally seems like they not all the way right. I can only imagine what she probably deal with at the crib. For me, I just, you know, I hope the best for them all. Everything work out.
So, y'all said the album we anticipate. If this is true.
Well, he said he's only making music about God and church. And
this
stuff.
2021, he done changed his mind. He'll switch up again.
I mean, hey, if you want to give us the Blame Game Part 2, I ain't mad at him. You know what I'm saying? Yeezy taught you. So... I'll take it, but I just don't. You never know. I mean, what I don't know what he's on. So
I heard a rumor though. Like I don't know. I heard this. Like, he was fucking that white dude.
What white dude?
That I don't know the nigga name. That nigga that be fucking niggas. I ain't hear about that.
A white dude that's fucking niggas.
He was fucking that one nigga.
See, you gotta be more specific, bro.
It's trending right now. Kanye West, Jeffree Star.
Oh, hell no. Nah, that's
cat. I don't even know who Jeffree Star is.
It's funny because.
The nigga
posted a tweet that said, I'm ready for Sunday service.
Oh, man. That's the nigga who was dating a little overseas basketball player.
See, the nigga that be fucking niggas.
He was dating the overseas basketball
player. And he tried to lie. And he dropped the pics.
You don't remember that shit? And the wife was two months ago maybe.
I may have to see it. I gotta see the nigga face.
Now you gotta show me. Oh, he just paid.
You gotta show me what
that nigga.
You finna see this nigga look like a white Tekashi.
Oh hell no! Look at that bitch.
All right, what's the next topic? Kanye, don't. Never mind.
That shit would make me like. You cancel R. Kelly. I'll cancel Kanye if that's even half true.
Kim K to that?
Nah, I can't listen to nothing. That's what you graduating to, man.
Shit, he should have went ahead and just dropped out.
Hey, man, it's a dark fantasy. I bet you he made it. Hey, that's definitely a deep, dark, twisted, secret fantasy in the dream.
I can't listen to none of that shit no more. That's what I'm. Hell nah.
Hey, you remember he made goddamn. Amber Rose on the NDA. She talking about he like butt play and shit. And you know he making key. He probably gonna put that in the divorce too.
Guess he got tired of them toys.
Jesus Christ.
Michael Pablo, bro. Yeah, nigga, I wish you famous. That shit is stressful.
That nigga said the life of Pablo.
So, recently, I got a question, man. Steph Curry. Shout out to Steph Curry.
Greatest shooter of all time.
Yes. He dropped 62 the other day. You know what I'm saying? In response to everybody questioning his legacy after 5 games of mediocre play.
Okay.
I seen the question coming up. So I'm going to ask y'all. Do y'all think that he needs to get this team to the playoffs to cement his legacy?
Nope.
Yes.
You think so?
Wait, same question here.
Do you think that Steph Curry, being that he's carrying the load.
Does he need to get make
this? Does this team need to make the playoffs to basically cement his legacy? Like, so they don't be like, oh, he Clay and Draymond carried him. Well, he's just a product of a good team.
I think so.
You think so?
I think that's gonna be the narrative because he's just a product of a good
team. What do you think, though? Not what the narrative's gonna be. What do you think?
If he can't take this team to the playoffs, I'm going to be inclined to believe that he's a special talent, the greatest shooter of all time, and that system allowed him to excel. But if you can't take that same talent and drive this team with Draymond, with Wiseman, with who else they got on there? Wiggins.
Right.
If you can't take that team to the playoffs,
okay, so let me ask you this.
I'm gonna be like, yeah.
What do you think?
I'm gonna say, yeah, man. You don't play defense. You play passing lanes. The system. You need that system to make you as good as you are.
I disagree.
What's wrong with having
that? If you add somebody else, that they're gonna be talented and wherever they go, they might not be as good, but they're gonna be as talented. Like so. I was debating this other day. Somebody was like, "Who would you rather have right now, Trae Young or Steph Curry?" And that's just humor. They were saying, Trae Young, 3 years in the league, is already putting up crazy numbers. Now they're just starting now. So basically saying, like, if Steph only was doing that MVP season under that Draymond Green, Klay Thompson umbrella, that system, that Steve Kerr system, if he can't do that, update that, then what do you have to do with Mark Jackson's system? What do you do?
He became Steph Curry. They went to the playoffs. They made it to the second round. Like, he was young.
They came up. The team
just getting started.
We're saying this is a new team, too.
Yeah.
This isn't. It's right here. I feel like he's already done enough.
I'm going to think it was a system. That's all I'm saying.
Michael Jordan got a system, and Westfield Jackson got a system. He started winning chips, correct?
Yes.
So what's like what like the system talk like? Oh, to get us a part of basketball. Every basketball team has a system.
I agree.
The team that don't have a system usually don't win. That's why I don't think Houston was going to get there because when Mike didn't tell me it wasn't no system. It was like, hey, you get the ball. When that OKC Thunder team got a chip, I knew they probably wouldn't win because they didn't have a system. It was just literally like get it to KD when Westbrook was out, let Harden.
I guess what they Michael Jordan may not have been as decorated as a champion, but as a player, same thing with James Harden. Okay, he still won MVP. He still can get his stats. Right?
Well,
and still can take the playoffs.
So let me say this though.
It's the same.
The difference is that's
it. What's the follow?
Okay, so for me. That's two different styles of play. James Harden is strictly an ISO player. His legacy, his legacy ain't going to be submitted until he gets to a championship. Like, he got to a championship because he was a six-man off the bench. I feel like because he's known for choking,
known for his style being a toxic style, but like he's very known for too many things. I'm saying the difference right now. So I think that's where I feel like James Harden still has more room than Steph. I feel like his style is good for a team aspect of basketball. He can score in a situation. He can score off ball. That makes him so great. He might not be as defensive. Wasn't known until last year. That's the first time I've seen James Harden decades of playing defense. James Harden don't play on defense. I think in I've never seen a team win a championship that really didn't have a good, like, didn't have a good roster on his side. Like, why are we holding that? In regards to the crazy.
We didn't say he's winning championships in playoffs.
Okay, if we put that on a team right now and check Steph Curry off, is that going to be that team in the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think so?
I don't know for that.
I don't think he's getting to the
point. I don't think Clay. You don't play like that. You just named James Harden.
Take
Jordan.
What I'm saying is, I'm not saying Clay play for his legacy, but I'm saying that this team that he has right now, he's really not that good. Why does he have the lead? The other team, there's only a few players in the league right now. If you put them on a team, they're going to guarantee a playoff berth.
Right.
That's supposed to be that. Wait, no. So there's two players. I'll stick with LeBron James. Kent. Probably James Harden. What's the difference between them and Steph Curry? They're all about 6'7". They're all about 6'8", 6'9".
I'm sorry.
I don't think Steph Curry. I think if you put too many people on Steph Curry and he doesn't have a supporting cast, all these players also play
the
team that have a supporting cast.
The year Russell Westbrook won MVP. Who was the second best player?
The year Russell Westbrook what? Steven Adams.
Okay. Okay. Sorry, I'm looking at his team as well.
Yeah, but he's also an athletic point guard. He's getting. So if I get pulled over, and see, he pulls out a pistol out of his pocket, it's on the floor. Like into the back seat, put it, Sneaky. He throws the pistol on the floor. Y'all had no idea he even had a gun on. So the police ass was gun, Sneaky ain't saying shit. So Sneaky ends up like, Sneaky over to the side, he ends up telling the cops, man, that's Sneaky shit. The word on the street now is that Sneaky's a snitch, y'all got.
I think Sneaky's a bitch nigga for throwing the gun. And not because they all street niggas, you gotta take your charge, man. I ain't gonna take your charge. But if they all street niggas and Sneaky say, yo, that ain't my gun, that's his gun. That's paperwork. That's snitching. I'm not. Hey, the court street nigga, I'm a civilian. That's that nigga. That nigga stole it. He got drugs on him, whatever. I'm a civilian, but they all street niggas.
He's gonna be like, what car is it? And he say, oh, it's that first car. That's snitching.
Yes, you make a statement to the police. You make a statement to the police to me, snitch.
Y'all money. and just let it say, hey, I'll give you guys, you know what I'm saying? Give you guys your money because I'm just letting y'all know I'm not handing out my money. Now, maybe if y'all got a business and I like the plan or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I'll research it. I'll see what I can do. But like, man, that's really it. Like, one time payment, it's basically a check or whatever, sale.
How much?
It just depends on the size of the family.
I'm not talking about the size of your...
I'm saying to my family, your friends.
I'm a friend.
So 10K, if I honestly tell my friend, show me all the debt you have.
You'll pay off all the debt. You'll bring
that's what I'm thinking. Now it depends on how much debt you got. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's like a debt that I got to think about shit. Like, I don't know about that, bro. But I can help you out and get you jump started. You know what I'm saying?
Like, so you wouldn't even know. You just pay off the debt. Well, I guess my question, like, trying to be specific. I show you I got 5K student loans or whatever. And then you're like,
you got 5K student loans. I'll probably give you a little more than
5K. No, my question, are you giving me like, money or are you going to say,
well, I'm saying this. If you got, let's say you got 5K in debt, right? You're 5K in debt. I'm paying the 5K off, or I'm paying the 5K off. I'm going to give you probably like the 70 20 Spend money wisely.
So the debt is how much you're going to give.
I'm gonna tell you, what do y'all got? What do y'all have? What y'all got? What would you like? What you, the important thing is for y'all to pay off, and then I might pay it off depending on how much it is. Like, say if somebody's,
I might give them money.
Yeah. So like, if, let's say you're 50k in debt, I might just pay the debt off. Let's say he's on 5k in debt, then, you know, I might give him, you know, 20k.
Sorry, I don't hear you. I'm 50k in debt. Yeah. He has 5k.
You know, he's not gonna hand you 50k. He gonna pay your debt.
But you're sure? Then I pay my debt.
Say yeah, 50k in debt.
So you're gonna
I might just give you the 50. I might give you 30, and then you
still
pay.
You still giving me the money.
Like I said,
I thought you were saying you're gonna take the
50
and pay it off.
No, I might. I'm saying it's strategically. And I'm just saying,
how are you going to ensure that your friend pays off the debt with the money? That's what I'm asking.
No, I said, depending on the size of the debt, right?
It matters about the size.
It matters about the size of the debt. So, okay. And I mean, I want to, may not have it to give you, may not be smart thing, just give you, pay 50K, right? Depending on how many people I may be paying for.
Mm-hmm.
So, being that, I said, I'll ask everybody, what is y'all biggest debt? What do y'all want to pay off? So, if yours is 50, mm-hmm. I might be like, hey, bro, I can't pay you. I can't pay the whole 50. But look, I'm going to write a check to your debt clearing, your college, whatever. This is 30,000, bro. This is 35,000. Boom. Now, let's say that I ask him that, and he only got 5K in debt. Well, I've got my man deserve a little bit more than 5K. So, you know, I might give him, let's say I'm giving everybody 30. I might just give him 30K. And I know you can pay that 5K off by yourself. So, do whatever you want to do with that money. It just depends on the situation.
Yeah, I got to say, how are you sure that the money goes into debt? You know how?
I just said,
you said you're going to pay 30 credit checks to debt
later? Whatever, maybe. I mean, like, show me where I pay that. Show me where I need to do that. Show me where I need to do that. The difference between the last time with the situation that Brandon was talking about, I'm talking about like he owes the wife.
No, I was just saying, how are you going to ensure that the money goes there?
Well, I mean, look, there's ways to do that. There's ways to do that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to send you a link. They're going to check from whoever. I mean, so, I mean, that's easy.
Interesting. What you going to do? That's a tough pickle, man. First question is it anonymous? Because I know I got it right. Is it anonymous?
Well, when you win that much, you have to put your face on it.
So everybody knows.
When you join a lottery, you do.
Shit.
So everybody knows you got 600
in. That's a tough pickle. Because your lifestyle will change. Then you do it change because you can't. If I get win, I can't come here once a week and do facts together every day.
If I get 600 M's, I still want to do the podcast. Okay. I don't have, this is all I want. Like, this is what I'm going to do. I don't have to do. I might be asking you to get 5 or 6 today. I'm going to be calling y'all saying, yo, we are going to upgrade this podcast like a motherfucker. I got it. Stand down, my niggas. That's how I'm handling it. That's what I want to do. And at the same time, the podcast come up for me, I'll still do. That's basically it. We split this evenly. Pay Chris. Like, I'm good with that. Like, I don't know. I'm
going to work, though.
I'm going to sit down and talk to y'all. We're going to figure this out. Like, we're going to figure it out. Like, I'm not, me personally, if I love doing a podcast, I love, we all know, I love to talk. I love to do podcasts. I love to, this is what I love. So just because I got some money, for me personally, it's not going to stop me from doing it. Now, it may be times where, look, I might get some talks. I'm going to do this. I'm going to hold it down. We can figure that out. But for me, I mean, I know what I would. You say you don't know what you do. I know what I would do. I love this. I love.
Shit, I know what I did when I had money. Nigga, all I did was work. I
said, I know I'm entitled. If I got a pocket full of money, what I want to do.
I think y'all never made that much money. What the changes like I would do? Just take that money is not famous.
Some niggas do. Some niggas don't.
If y'all think it's PG, that's everything.
I didn't say like we'll get here. I didn't say like PG. I said the 10 or 20 bands, but y'all get 100% niggas being business together. So I want y'all niggas to be available to do shit. Y'all ain't got to be in Berlin. And it's time to meet real quick. Meet me here.
Okay, so that's what I'm just saying. So now
I gotta make sure this is our job at this point. So now, like,
you cool. Already that, like, what I'm saying, that's a complicated situation. Because you just said you like, this focus is gonna be 600 million. Your focus, your main business might be the podcast, right? What if you had, bro, I have so many ideas. Like, I got money. I might want to start this business here. I want to be a rapper. I might want this. I might want that. I might want to go back to school. I might want to learn investing. Like, why?
This will be my first. This is my first. This is my son. I'm just saying, like, from my point of view, I know I am.
Your goal. Like, even if you said, I was like, all I'm saying is they. And that's just,
I see people do the same shit.
What you know that got $600 million.
I'm saying, I see people like, okay, if you start off in your court, this is what I do with my podcast, right? This is where I'm trying to have my success at. And then they break off into other joint ventures. You still stay at, like,
what? Give me an example. What are you talking about?
Joe Rogan.
How's that for Joe Rogan
is a UFC guy, right?
Rogan's a comedian.
And he still sticks with his core. What he does?
What's his core?
I would say UFC shit.
No, it's not. His core is comedy.
Does he still comedy? Yeah.
All right, then. What are you talking about?
Joe Rogan, saying is, if I start my podcast,
making everybody make it, and it got influence of money, it went from a trajectory.
What I'm saying is, if the podcast is my passion, and this is what I, for me personally speaking, this is my core, this is what I want, this is where I want my success at.
Okay.
I'm going to build my success now that I have money from this. This is what people know me for, this is where my success is, I'm going to build it. Any other venture, that's my side.
I promise, I'm just the rappers.
That's it.
Exactly. Thank you, go. That's different.
I'm going to go all the way to the first meal, and they're like, shit, I just dropped this for 2 years. But they still come back to the core, right? But the podcast, you see, the rap game and the podcast is a little bit different. The podcast
is actually different. Because a rapper, you make it rap. You make your money through rap. That's different than somebody who does anything they're doing, and they get an influence. That's totally different. That's an example you give me. Not somebody who got famous doing what they're doing. Somebody who's doing what they're doing, got a whole bunch of money. That's the only parallel.
I mean,
that's the problem with a rapper. It's not a rapper.
You went from Flippin' Burgers, your fucking CD, so you went from Flippin' Burgers. Flippin' Burgers, Flippin' Menu, for your CD. Flippin' Burgers, I'm talking about. You're passionate. You're not passionate about Flippin' Burgers, nigga. That's not no passion. That's just no fucking podcast. I love some money. Like, you're not 600. Think about it as a rapper. You start off like doing shit. What's on the hit? The next thing you know, you get that big ass deal.
What I'm saying is the difference is a rapper. You need for that. If somebody's saying, hey, here's Facts and Cap. That's not the same thing as saying, I want the lottery.
I'm talking about you don't move different. What are you talking about? Big different.
How would you think life that would be? You say you want to do that. You'll be safe. You're the block. That's what you're right.
Probably.
That's how it's going to be.
gonna be here. I'm not saying this is where I'm gonna live. I think if I know, I'm saying this is where you gonna live. So, nigga, I'm gonna go to this fucking Sugar Country Club. I'm gonna go wherever, nigga. That is a big ass county, bro. I'm gonna be in that. Okay. Big ass house.
Okay, so
I don't have to be here. I don't have to be on P Hill.
I didn't say that. You asked questions. So, what? What do you think? How would you schedule a podcast? Your vision?
Nigga, I don't have shit to do. I'm rich. I just got 600 years. I don't have a job. Nigga, what time do y'all need me, nigga? What studio do you need to go to? I'm paying for a studio now. I got a studio built in the crib. I got a spot in the crib. Like, what do you mean? Nigga? What do y'all niggas got to do?
So now it comes on us because we still have work.
Y'all have a job. Y'all,
what do you think?
I mean, for me, y'all niggas ain't gonna work. I'm paying a nigga right thing to say y'all work.
It's already. No, it's already a difference.
No, you're not. Y'all make a difference.
It's not. You're saying that.
We work right now. We make our studio. No, when y'all decide, I get off it. That's fine.
I'm getting what he's saying. I'm getting what he's saying. I would assume that you're saying that if you do the facts cap, you'd be like, bro, if it makes sense that I don't think you have to worry about working, invest in this fashion.
I'm like, look, we do this shit the right way.
I have enough money to at least
understand it. I'm telling you, so we have a business deal up front for this podcast. Like I just said, the money that I'm giving you is $60 million. It can help you out in your life, but it ain't necessarily life changing. That's all I'm saying. Now, I can point you, but I just think the smart, I would never tell you to quit his job and I can't even give him food to eat. Far. Like, what if out there, like, what if, like, it's a situation where I'm saying you got 50 gained that. I get you 30. All of them can tell you, no, I can't do that. If I'm the nigga that's rich and I ain't got no job, we already moving to the point where we know it's not gonna work with the job and still schedule a podcast every week. So the only change in the fact is that I'm rich now and I got no job. So I'm free whatever, nigga. And then we can do something that we can upgrade the podcast. That's for me.
Like, I look at it that way. I would look at it that way. That to me is like, it would
not be simple. Everything is not that difficult.
That's your opinion. I look at it. If I'm making this much money, it's I'm free. I got all this availability time on me. It might not be as. I can't
even. Let's say we all be rich, right? Let's say we all rich. People still got schedules. We still got to figure it out.
Like, I think it would be easier. It would be the same way. I think the difference is if one person's rich and the other two are not. That changes everything.
How?
Even if we're all rich, I don't think it would be the same. It would be once a week. It depends. It's just money. I'm cash rushing. I think cash rushing podcast too. At the same time, I'm like, fuck, I really want to start asking for a week.
Okay, but that's fair. But listen, there's other guys that do that shit all the time, bro. We know that. There's ways to figure that out. That's why we can talk. I'm not saying that